Well, if you are a fan of Karate Kid, I mean, who isn't? You want to check out Cobra Kai. It's the new series on YouTube Red, and Ralph Macchio is joining us on the hotline now. Hey, Ralph, I wanted to ask, did you, I know this is, you know, kind of a, it's hard because when you are playing your role that you played, I don't know, how long?
30 years ago.
Is it hard to kind of get yourself back?
1983.
Wow. Did you go back and watch it again before you started acting and doing this new series, just to kind of see where Daniel was and who he was again?
I actually didn't. It's not that it wasn't like I needed to. At one point, I said, "Boy, I should go back and really watch the film a couple times through." Just, but then it's like 34 years later. At my age now, I don't need to go back 34 years later to realize what I would be. You're a different person, although you have elements that you bring through. I think the biggest difference is I just decided to approach the character the same way, just armed with the wisdom and life that I've had over the 34 past years. LaRusso is married, has two great kids, has a successful business. Ralph is married, has two great kids, has had success in his life. So I said, let me just use these parallels that I have, but then approach it in the same way I did back in 1983, which was the essence of my East Coast kind of New York, New Jersey self, and to try to be as grounded and natural and with the heart and soul of what I brought to the character, but then add that sort of Daniel LaRusso feistiness, cockiness, a little won't back down kind of personality, and I just added that to the adult version of him, and it seemed to be been the right recipe as opposed to try to study and figure it all out and how he would approach, you know. And I also had the guys, the creators of the show, that were very, you know, very definitive on how they saw things, and that was the toughest part, is trusting them, because it's still fan fiction, you know. They were writing what they believe the fans want, not necessarily what I would have written at the onset. But that's because it's a little too close to me, and I'm a little too precious. It's a little too precious to me, so it benefited from me trusting a fans' perspective, which the guys who created the show are super, super Karate Kid fans.
Did you ever learn karate?
I learned the basis of karate. You throw me in a ring or on a mat with someone who knows what they're doing, I don't know if it'll be a pretty picture from my perspective.
Yeah, you don't ever want to do that, because you don't want somebody to be able to say that they beat Daniel LaRusso.
Hey, also, is, you know, the...
Right, it would be easy, yeah. And listen, you know, they still claim that he only had one kick in his arsenal. But... he was able to pull it off.
Was it called the crane kick? Is that
crane kick was epic.
Is that a legit?
The crane kick.
Is that a legit thing or just for the movie?
I think it's just for the movies. It's basically a front snap kick, which is absolutely legit. The fact that you would hold your hands as far away from your face to protect yourself as possible is probably
no. That's great. That's the whole point. It's like I'm vulnerable. I'm vulnerable. Vulnerable.
Help you fly.
I still see, every once in a while, I'll see someone like around town that looks like Johnny from the movie, and I instantly
kick him in the face.
Right. Instantly hate that guy. It's so weird how we get this in our system.
He does a good job in Cobra Kai and trying to redeem himself, and you do gain sympathy for him at points. But then he snaps back to being what his initial makeup is. He goes back and forth. That's a kind of cool gray area that these characters
struggle is real.
Straddle throughout the series.
Well, I'll tell you, and I'm going to be very honest with you. I've been getting these little ads for YouTube Red for years. I actually have it now. Because of Karate Kid, Cobra Kai. We got it, and we're doing the thing at the house, and we're going to have a whole big thing this coming weekend where we watch it from beginning to end.
That's great. And listen, and the cool, one of the good things about it, you know, you get your first two episodes free, and, you know, I don't want to say I dare you not to watch the whole thing, but it's pretty... pretty addicting, and I'm proud to say it feels good.
There's a cliffhanger after episode two. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Daniel.
There's a cliffhanger.
You called him Daniel.
I did. I called you Daniel.
That's okay. You're not the first. You won't be the last.
All right. Ralph Macchio, the series is called Cobra Kai on YouTube Red. Ralph, thanks so much, man. We wish you all the best.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the time.
Take care, man. Bye-bye.